Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, perfectionism can feel like a superpower sometimes, right? Like, oh yeah, I can get everything done flawlessly. Except then it hits you the exhaustion, the anxiety, the constant feeling like you're playing catch up in a marathon that never ends. Today, we're diving into something super important. Embracing imperfection and ditching the shame that comes with not being perfect all the time. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for some impossible standard, like a mythical unicorn version of yourself? You know that feeling when you compare yourself to others on social media and suddenly you're convinced your life is just lacking? Well, spoiler alert. Comparison is the thief of joy, my friends. It's a recipe for disaster that leads us down this rabbit hole of self-doubt and shame. The truth is, we are all works in progress, beautiful, messy, unique individuals with strengths and weaknesses. And guess what? That's actually pretty amazing. So let's break it down into 5 key takeaways to help you navigate this world of imperfection with grace and confidence. First off, accept that perfection is an illusion. It's a myth perpetuated by society, marketing, and sometimes even our own inner critic. Think about it. Have you ever met someone who was truly perfect? No, because nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. We stumble. We have bad days. Accepting this fact is the first step to letting go of shame. Second, reframe your perspective on failure. See, failure isn't the opposite of success, it's a stepping stone on the path to it. Every time you fall short, you learn something valuable, right? You gain experience, you adjust your strategy, and you come back stronger. Think about Thomas Edison, who famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a dear friend who was struggling. Offer words of encouragement, understanding, and forgiveness. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, even when you mess up. Remember those times your friends messed up, but you still supported them. Do that for yourself. Fourth, celebrate your wins big and small. Don't downplay your accomplishments or brush them off as no big deal. Acknowledge your efforts, recognize your progress, and take time to savor those moments of success. Treat yourself to something nice, share your joy with others, and bask in the glow of your achievements. Finally, remember that you are enough, just as you are. You don't need to achieve perfection or meet unrealistic expectations to be worthy of love, happiness, and fulfillment. Your value doesn't come from external validation, it comes from within. Embrace your quirks, celebrate your uniqueness, and trust that you are exactly where you need to be on your journey. Let me tell you a story about this. I was once trying to write a super important speech for a conference, and I was so focused on making it perfect that I ended up rewriting it a dozen times. I was stressed out, exhausted, and honestly, the quality wasn't even that great anymore. Then I realized, I'm Laura Bennett, I've got this. So I took a deep breath, reminded myself that my message mattered more than the words on the page, and just went with it. And you know what? It was one of the best speeches I ever gave. Because when we let go of the need for perfection, we open ourselves up to creativity, authenticity, and genuine connection. We can show up as our true selves, flaws and all, and that's truly liberating. So remember, perfection is a myth, but you are a masterpiece in progress. Embrace your imperfections, ditch the shame, and let your light shine. Ready to take action. This week, I want you to challenge yourself to do one thing that scares you a little bit. Maybe it's sharing your creative work with someone, speaking up in a meeting, or just trying something new. And don't forget to share your journey with me on social media. Use the hashtag #ADHD, but make it spiritual and let's inspire each other to live our best, most authentic lives. Until next time, stay radiant, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.